You have to love the zeal that James and John have for our Lord. And they boldly are asking him, you know, when you come into your glory, we want to sit on your right and your left, Lord. Now, how great of a place of honor that is. And we can see that they're thinking that honor by following the Lord. He's our Lord. He's our King. And they want to be right next to him. But he tells them they don't know what they're asking. You know, all they can think about, you know, is that place of honor. But our Lord is saying that if you are truly a disciple, your life is not about all the glory. It's not about receiving the best things. It's not about being put above others. But it's becoming that servant. And we see that our Lord, as a suffering servant, you know, shows us that this discipleship, that this servant, is not an easy task. He calls us to that life of suffering. He calls us to a life that we don't quite comprehend. Now, how can suffering be the way to follow our Lord? How can suffering bring us joy, bring us peace? And when we look around, suffering is always seen as something that is bad. There's no good quality to it. We try to get rid of it in our own lives. But it's something that becomes beautiful when we unite it with the cross of Christ. Now, Jesus, becoming human, allows us all to enter into that redemption. That suffering and death that he went through, he took the sins of the world and put them on his back and died for us. And in our own suffering, we can unite that to the cross, and how powerful a prayer that is. Uniting ourselves with the cross of our Lord. We see that the lives of the saints, you know, they were always looking for that place to deny themselves. They were always looking for that place to pick up their cross, that place of suffering in their life, because they saw the beauty of uniting themselves with the cross. The cross is not something that we run away from. It is not something that we say, why is that? It is not something that was just for our Lord, but it's something for all of us to embrace the cross that Jesus has given us. You know, the church, knowing how powerful of prayer, you know, our penance can be, accepting our crosses by ourselves, you know, has told us, you know, little ways on how we can do that. We know that during Lent, on Fridays, you know, we give up meat. It seems like something that is small, but even those smallest of sufferings that we give up, you know, is something that can be powerful as long as we unite it with the cross. So often we get caught up in saying, this is just something that I have to do. We don't unite ourselves with that cross of Jesus Christ. But the church does not end just in Lent telling us, you know, to sacrifice, to pick up our cross. You know, it asks us throughout the entire year, every Friday, to do a form of penance. And it says that how beautiful it is if we give up meat every Friday, you know, to be in that unity. But if it's not possible, you know, the church says that, you know, we can substitute some other form of penance that's equal to giving up meat. But it doesn't want us to go without that penance. Because it knows how strong, how beautiful, how powerful it is for us to unite ourselves with the cross. And the church knows that if it doesn't put out that day, we're not going to pick up our suffering. We're not going to pick up our cross. We tend to run away from those places of penance. We don't see the beauty. We just see the ugliness. When we unite ourselves to that cross of Jesus Christ, how beautiful even those little sufferings in our life become. And how we can accept even those large sufferings that come at us by uniting each and every one of them to the cross. The reason the church always has placed Friday as that day of penance, that Friday was the day our Lord died on the cross. The day that he gave everything for each and every one of us. How beautiful a time to give back to our Lord, to unite ourselves with him on the cross. And the cross is such an important place for us. It's something that we cannot run away from. It's something that we have to embrace. We know that there is one ladder that gets us to heaven. That is that the ladder of the cross. And the more we unite ourselves with the cross, the closer we get to our heavenly home. The closer we get to that place that the Lord has made for us. But uniting our little sufferings, whether it's suffering that comes through us without us doing it on ourselves, or whether it's a suffering through fasting, through a penance that we have, uniting it to Jesus' cross, is not only for our own sanctification, but it's for the sanctification of the whole world. Now we can look at, the evil that there is in the church today. We see it in the news, and we know that something has to be done. And one of those little things that we can do is we can unite our suffering, our fasting. Now, even the bishop, in his letter to us all, talked about the importance of prayer and fasting in this time. So often we don't know how to start that. And one of the great ways that we could do that, is just by entering in that Friday fast, giving up meat, uniting ourselves with our brothers and sisters, not only for our own sanctification, but the sanctification of the church. And coming to know the love that our Lord had for us on the cross, so that we can love that cross that he gives each and every one of us. Uniting ourselves in that one sacrifice that our Lord gave for us.